and welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray review on the Multimedia Men Network, podcast network, that is. Oh my goodness, it is great to be alive today in the month of October for Halloween. There's horror movies everywhere. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, and with this Multimedia Men Network, podcast network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else, please go to iTunes and just look up. Look it up. Look up the Multimedia Men Network. Look up Boomstick Comics on there. You'll see all these amazing, fun, crazy shows, such as a wrestling show, a horror movie show, a music show, a nerd show, and perhaps this 4K Blu-ray show where we talk about home video releases, help you decide if there is something out there to spend your hard-earned money on movie-wise. Oh, it's a great, as Tony the Tiger would say, month for horror films. And today's episode is a doozy. Actually, it's not a doozy. It is a doozy, but it is quite groovy. Yes, I'm talking about The Evil Dead from 1981. Sam Raimi, Bruce Campbell, Rob Tappert. You know the trilogy. You know Army of Darkness. That's what Boomstick Comics is based off of. Evil Dead right here. Army of Darkness. That's where it all started back in 1981, my birth year. It is a coincidence. The Evil Dead, we're going to talk about that. It's finally on 4K. This movie has been released on home video probably, I would say, 378,000 times, and I do believe I've purchased every single one of them. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, there's been Laserdiscs, VHS, DVDs, Blu-rays, all different formats, all different editions. I think I've owned them all, and I still have them all these collector sets. But now, finally, for the first time ever, in 4K, The Evil Dead, 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray digital copy. Oh my god, it is a digital copy of Evil Dead 1981. But how did this movie start? How did this movie take place? Sam Raimi, Bruce Campbell, childhood friends in grade school. Sam Raimi just wanted to make movies. And, you know, kind of like college age, him and Bruce Campbell made a short film called Within the Woods, which was kind of a prototype, kind of like a pitch short film to producers to make Evil Dead. Well, holy shit, he did it. He secured like $100,000, even more, to make Evil Dead. They filmed out all in location in Morrison, Tennessee, in a remote cabin, which, if you've ever done that, all on location in a small cabin with a bunch of people, that's not fun. Actors and crew just powered through it, and oh, poor Bruce Campbell just went through the ringer. What is this movie about exactly, The Evil Dead? So basically, it's about five college kids who go to a remote cabin in the woods for like a little long weekend vacation. Two couples and Bruce Campbell's sister in the film. They all travel to the cabin to have a good time, and then they find this. They find this old school reel-to-reel audio recording of this guy reading this passage in some sort of language. Well, it turns out to be a demon resurrection passage. And it brings on holy hell demons that pretty much possess the living and makes them kill everybody. And the only way to kill these demons is by severe bodily dismemberment. Needless to say, it is gory as all hell. Just nothing survives in this movie. But what's cool about this movie is that on such a low budget, pretty much no budget, in the middle of the woods, working with your friends as actors and crewmates, director taking on tons of roles, as well as the actors holding cameras and stuff like that, you get this amazing, passionate film with insanely new at the time camera angles and shots. It's like nonstop. It is like truly horrific stuff. And, you know, of course, the movies went on to be sillier because Sam Raimi did direct them, and he was a huge fan of the Three Stooges, so he injected some of that humor into them. But this first one's pretty straight-out horror and more of a serious tone, and it is damn good. And, like, the practical effects, I mean, there is no CG in this movie whatsoever. No CG. Like, there's camera shots of, like, this demon flying through the air, and it's, like, invisible. It's, like, a first-person shot of this camera flying, and it's, like, him on a motorcycle, basically, or a bicycle with, like, a camera on a board, and he's, like, going through houses and cars. Oh, it was so perfect, and still looks amazing. But the practical effects, guts and blood of all different shades of red, all thrown on the actors in buckets and troughs. Oh, it's so good. I can't believe they didn't drown in blood. Actually, they probably did. But yes, The Evil Dead, it is so, so good on almost every level. You know, when the movie came out, they secured financing through a couple other people to get it really released in a bunch of theaters. And then the horror master, horror wizard of them all, Stephen King, saw the movie and gave it a rave review, saying it's the ultimate in grueling terror, which made New Line Cinema pick it up and release it, which is super cool. And he's not wrong. He ain't lying. He is not lying. So it is, it's insane. And so this kind of started the huge cult following of the Evil Dead franchise and the character Ash, which played by Bruce Campbell, who's basically your average awesome dude, just like a good dude who just wants to live his life. He works at S-Mart, which is kind of like Kmart or Walmart. He works on housewares, and he just wants to take his beautiful girlfriend out to the cabin with some friends, and then demons happen, and he's the sole survivor out of all of them, and he's just put through the ringer and loses people he loves. And even to this day, the TV show on Starz, Ash vs. Evil Dead, where Bruce Campbell reprises his role, still going through the ringer. It's still good, though. He's like Clint Eastwood and John Wayne met like a silly spoof movie, but still as badass as them. He's amazing. So where do we go from here? This is Evil Dead, the ultimate horror film. It really is. And it's one of those movies that its sequel is just as good, if not better, than the first one. Kind of like Godfather 2 in a way. So here we go. This film, actually, back in 1981, Sam Raimi was super good friends, and I think maybe he lived with them, but the Coen brothers, yes, the Coen brothers, Big Lebowski, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And the Coen brothers worked together on numerous projects back in the day, and the Coen brothers actually helped edit The Evil Dead, which is super cool. And it's all on 16mm. It's like, it's old school film. Oh, it's so good. I know you can tell my excitement right now. It's just, it's overflowing just because I'm so happy to have The Evil Dead in 4K now. And I hope they just release all of them. I mean, can you imagine Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness in 4K? I can't even imagine. But we have it here, Evil Dead. It's an amazing movie. And yes, again, it's five college students going into a cabin to have a good time. Evil demons possess the living and then terrorize them, kill them, and then it's fun. There's chainsaws and axes and boomsticks. It's crazy and super fun. So yes, please, 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 Evil Dead, if you haven't seen it, take a look. I think you'll like it. It's super fun. And then when you see Evil Dead 2, it's more or less the same movie, but it's got that Three Stooges humor in it, which is just all the better. So let's talk about the video and audio aspect of this movie, The Evil Dead. We've seen this movie many, 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 many times on Blu-ray and DVD. 4K, the new format. Well, the recent new format. How does it stack up? Is it better? Is it worse? We'll get to that. It's 4K. It's Dolby Vision. Holy shit. 2160p, ultimate high definition transfer in its original aspect of 133.1, meaning full screen, meaning you're going to get those black sidebars on both the screens, which is awesome because if it was widened out, it would look really weird. But luckily, we have its original format. Very lovely. But yes, this was made in lo-fi 16 millimeter, meaning it's not in hi-fi. Original source cameras that were made to film the movie. No digital cameras here. This is 1981 we're talking about. This is low-budget shit. 16 millimeter. So, yeah, 4K. How do we improve this? Well, let me tell you. Colors and detail and grain. Yes, 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 yes. So, let's talk about detail. 4K improvement, and yes, it is definitely upgraded, definitely improved on here. You'll notice things. I noticed things that I didn't notice before, such as the insanely fun practical effects makeup. You'll notice even more veins and bruises of makeup on the actors' faces because Sam Raimi likes to film close-ups a lot. And then you'll see every little detail, every little makeup effect of a scar, a scratch, a recent wound. And then it's all of its like red bloody gel sticking out or even like the bone. And then you'll notice like even where the makeup and skin starts because, you know, low budget, they're not worried about, you know, these fine details here. So you'll notice these little imperfections in the makeup here, such as when like Cheryl is like her hand is possessed to draw the Book of the Dead, the Necronomicon. You'll notice like all the little veins and grayish makeup in her skin as she's doing it. And then you'll see like a little bit of her normal skin there. Individuals' hair really stand out, like the real frizzy hair out in the middle of nowhere. You'll notice all the really cool cabin aspects of like the gross wood, all the blood spatter on there. It looks really good. There's also some stop motion graphics here, like kind of like claymation-esque, and you'll notice all like the gooey bones and guts here and there, all the bubbling up. Yes, it is that good. You'll even notice the corduroy lines in Bruce Campbell's pants even better in his denim shirt. And yes, the chainsaw, all the imperfections and grime on it in the chains, individual saw blades on it. Oh, it just looks that much better now. And even in darker sequences, because this movie does take place in a lot of dark moments and like lower lit scenes. So we get to see even more detail in these darker scenes with everything. And yes, it is that good. It is that good. Color-wise and everything looks just more realistic. The brown and the greens outside of the cabin in the forest that they're in looks insanely deeper and richer. The yellow car looks amazing that they drive. And then you have their clothes inside, but the really things that stick out are the makeup effects of the grayish and blues and then the dark blood and sometimes light blood reds that really accentuate everything in the film because you'll see everything and then you see this dark or bright red and it just looks so luscious and somewhat delicious in a very strange way every time it happens out, every time it throws out of the wall or a demon or somebody else. It looks so good. Just like picture the character, Shelley, when she's chewing off her own arm with all of her bluish and purple makeup and black hair, and then chewing on her own arm to cut it off as she's screaming with the blood red everywhere. Oh, it looks like a picturesque moment I want to hang on my wall. It is that good. And the Dolby Vision actually enhance the rich reds in the blood and the blues and the greens. Like it does that. You'll notice it even better. And like I said, with the darker sequences, you'll notice more things on the walls in the cabin that you didn't notice before, and even things in the woods. Absolutely. Let's talk about film grain here for a second. So this movie is like 1981, 16 millimeter film grain shit. It's grainy. So how has this been cleaned up? It has been cleaned up for sure. There are some moments where the grain kind of swarms here and there and like kind of fluctuates heavy to heavier. But it's all part of the experience. It's all part of that lo-fi filmmaking. I didn't find a problem with it at all. But in other scenes, like close-ups or in interiors, even exteriors, like the film has been cleaned up pretty nicely. Not like a digitized look, but like very steady film grain. And it just looks amazing. That like gives the film a lot of depth. This movie's not flat by any means. But there are just a few moments where grain is heavier than normal, which is fine. It's part of the fun. Black levels are very solid and deep and inky. No crush, no shadows. And then skin tones are natural when they are actually human. When they're not, oh my God, it's so scary. So yes, this film, this 4K presentation is the one to watch. It is so damn good. I hope you enjoy it. Moving on, unfortunately, you know, you hate to review something that's not on a movie, not on a Blu-ray, not on a new 4K, but those 4Ks do Dolby Atmos, and I would love to see a new Dolby Atmos audio track here, just because there are moments when Sam Raimi uses sounds everywhere in the house to freak you out. And it would have been cool to hear like the fluid motion from speaker to speaker over the overhead speakers to the surrounds. That's not here, unfortunately. Hopefully at a later time we might get something like that, but I guess Lionsgate did not want to spend the money and do a Dolby Atmos track. I just wish they did, because this movie would definitely do it, because the trees and all the wind sounds and the demon noises you hear throughout, oh, it would have been so good. And like when the chainsaw goes over Bruce Campbell's head, and it's like down an upward shot looking up, you could hear the chainsaw roar above you. That would have been awesome. It's not here, though. Unfortunately, it is the same. We get the same audio track that we did of the last Blu-ray release from a few years ago, and it's a good one. It's Dolby True HD 5.1, and it is good. I'm going to say it's a good mix. They did a good job. I just wish there was an Atmos mix here. But being that it's the same Dolby True HD 5.1, there's really nothing to complain about. It's not like as super powerful as, say, a Michael Bay film or like the Dark Knight trilogy, really, or a Marvel film, but it does pack a little bit of a punch, just not as big as a punch. And you'd wish it would in this movie, because there's lots of hits and kicks and crazy things that happen throughout the movie. But yeah, the audio, the dialogue is clean and clear, you know, even though kind of like some of the actors say things too fast, it's whatever. But it does sound really good. The sound effects, though, are where it's at. They made the sound effects of this howling wind that sounds demonic. The trees rustling, these demon sounds, the demon voices that they use in audio and post-audio. Oh, it's so creepy and never shrills or anything. It has that good mix of bass and treble, the highs and the lows, all good. Shotguns, chainsaws, hacking, the blood gurgling, it's all there. It's all great. Even stuff within the house of shutters closing in on themselves or creaks. Oh, it's amazing. It comes from everywhere. The surround effects, even ambient noises of like kind of like the stillness in the air, even like wind rustling. Yes, I highly recommend. The music is excellent from John DeLuca. It's just, he did a fantastic job. And I mean, it's simple. It's like organ-like, and just, it's super creepy and damn good. Evil Dead audio. Good. I just wish that there was the Atmos sound to this. Let's talk about the extras, shall we? There's only one bonus feature on here, unfortunately. It comes with one of the old audio commentaries with Sam Raimi, Rob Tappert, and Bruce Campbell. And if you've never heard a Bruce Campbell commentary, you ain't living, huh? You ain't living. So Bruce Campbell commentary is legendary. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's just great. They're great to listen to. It's informative. Anecdotes from the set. They have a good time. It's one of the best commentary tracks you can listen to with Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert. They talk about everything making the movie and have a good time with it. Unfortunately, that's the only extra on here. There's been so many extras over the years. None of that made it to the 4K edition. Even the Blu-ray disc comes on. It's just the audio commentary. But it's that damn good. It's worth it. But there's no... But, you know, when these were coming out, you know, through the 90s and through the early 2000s, they used to do new commentaries with everything. I just think they might be over it. What else do they have to say, really? It just would have been nice maybe to have an intro, you know, talking about the 4K transfer or, you know, something like a little interviews of like, now, let's talk about this now. Unfortunately, we do not, but we still have that amazing audio commentary, and it's worth every penny. So, the 4K, do you buy it? Fuck yes, you buy this. This movie right now is currently like $15. You get the 4K, the Blu-ray, and the digital copy. I mean, for like 15 bucks, that's unbeatable. And you get this movie in ultra high definition with Dolby Vision. Oh my God, The Evil Dead. This is a must own. Yeah, this, I mean, you're gonna do this. This is one to own. This is one to have in your collection, of course. Even if you've owned it 1,000 times like I have before, you're just gonna want this. I wouldn't say get rid of your previous editions because they'll have all the other extras on there if you want to keep those. But yes, this is the one to watch for sure, video and audio speaking, video-wise, of course. And then, of course, you get the digital copy. Of course, you want to go on vacation, fly on an airplane, and watch Evil Dead. Yes, yes, yes. This is it. Evil Dead 4K must own.